you just mind God, everything else will fall right into place as it should. I want you to look with me. You'll see a word that you've heard me preach on a lot. And like I said, you've never heard me preach on it probably like this. Notice what the Bible says. Hast thou found honey? Eat so much as is sufficient for thee, lest thou be filled therewith and vomit it. Let me say before we pray, the world has honey. God has real honey. And what you eat from God, you never will have to worry about getting too much on your belly. But what we see in our text is God restraining man from a point of pleasure. You can take honey, it turns a bitter cup of coffee, knocks the bitter edge off of it. Nothing wrong with certain kinds of R&R, rest and relaxation. Nothing wrong with finding a little joy and pleasure and happiness as long as it's in the confines of this verse. You don't have to cut out fun and be a fuddy-duddy to be biblical. Is everybody with me? But there are some constraints that God put on that R&R, that rest and relaxation, that pleasure, that fun, God put restraints on it. Because of our depravity, we got to put a check on it. There has to be a governor on our pleasure seeking. Has to be within the confines of our text. Now, if you will, I'm going to pray and you can be seated. Father, we love you today. Pray, God, that you'd help me to mind you. Preach everything you want us to preach. Oh, God, feel Bible study coming on. God, may we dig in the Bible tonight. Call to mind every story, every Old Testament truth, every New Testament reality. All that you'd have me to say, all that you'd have us to do. Give us the right voice, give us the right tempo, give us the right actions and attitude, and help us to preach what thus saith the word of the Lord. We'll count on you to do it all in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. If the Lord would help us for a little while tonight, I want to have a Bible study on Wednesday night on three warnings of pleasure or rest and relaxation seeking. Three warnings. Notice with me what it says in our text. You can write these down. We'll try to mind God and expound on them as God lets us. Notice what it said. Hast thou found honey? He didn't say you found it. He posed a question. So number one, we see in our verse the camouflage, the imitation, the synthetic honey. He said you need to make sure what you've got a hold of is real honey. Because he asked the question. He said, hast thou honey? Now, when you find out you got it, this allowed pleasure, not so much God's heavenly honey, not so much God's presence and God's power, not so much that, but this allowed rest, this moment of fun, this pleasure that God's allowed you to have. Let's remind ourselves what honey is. It is a sweet vegetable juice. I've said this before. Youngest, when mama says, gotta eat your vegetables, just holler at her. You better not holler at her. Ask her, say, mama, would you give me some honey? Preacher said it's vegetable juice. That's what the dictionary says. Says it is a vegetable juice gathered from various plants. It is what the bees put in their honey jugs and deposit in the honeycomb for the health and the welfare of birthing babies and for the health and welfare of the hive. That's shouting country right there. It's honey's used for medicinal purposes. Number one, it's an antiseptic. It'll cause you to clean some things up. But it's also what they call, it's another fancy term, just simply means cause the juices to get flowing again. It'll knock the scab of the world off and cause the juice to flow. Has anybody ever rubbed you wrong? And y'all know what I'm talking about. Just the slightest rub on when they've done you wrong. That same person, just they don't have to do you wrong again. Just bumping what they did before rips the scab off. Well, can I tell you, thank God this honey keeps it soft and keeps it flowing. Don't let you get hard-hearted and bitter and stifled on God, but it'll keep you cleaned up. I'm telling y'all tonight, we gotta have a good dose of the right kind of honey. But the Bible says you need to check it out good. Hast thou honey? Number one, it's a camouflage. We'll get back to that in a minute. And then number two, you got to watch the excess. Now, in our text in Proverbs 25, and in verse 16, notice it says, I want you to be cautious. I want you to heed the warning that everything that's sweet ain't honey. Can somebody say amen? It might be corn syrup. You better watch that crowd. Somebody help me tonight. I'm a feeling like Tony Evans and feeling some soul. Are y'all with me tonight? I'm telling you, we got to make sure, Brother Pierce, we got to make sure. He said, check out, hast thou honey? Make sure, nail it down. Are you having the right kind? Hast thou? Pose the question. Try the spirits, the Bible says. Check it out. Make sure it's what you ought to be eating. That honey, I'll tell you, it'll help you. It won't mess up your glycerin. It won't mess you up too bad. You get a hold of that corn syrup, it's like dope, ain't it? Noah, gotta watch that. Notice the camouflage, then notice the excess. He said, eat so much as is sufficient for thee. You know what he's warning? He says, number one, check, make sure that you've got honey. Beware of the imitations. Church, can I, would you allow this for a minute? Watch out for synthetic substance. Preach on, preacher. Preach on, preacher. Yes, sir. We don't, amen, great God. All right, now look what he said. Eat so much as satisfies you. In other words, this right here, watch out for the gluttonous excess. He's got to back the reins because of our depravity. Whoa, boy, that's enough right there. Ease up on it. That's what we are in the text. So we're watching out for camouflage, for synthetic. We're watching out for imitation. Watch it. Matter of fact, anybody ever been tricked on honey? Went and paid good money for what's supposed to be pure honey, and they thin it out by putting old corn syrup in it. That'd make you riled up a little bit. Well, you better watch that, sorry devil. Woo! He'll give you just enough the real and try to sucker you. But watch him. My house now, honey. Watch that imitation. Watch that synthetic. Then number two, as we already said, eat as much as satisfies you. Put the brakes on it then. Then number three on the verse, it says this, lest thou be filled therewith and vomit it. Now, if it's real, right, heavenly, God provided honey, the honey of him, somebody, I pictured somebody running, the honey, Jared, the honey of him. Sorry, I still seen you. The honey of him. Are y'all with me? Woo! The honey of his help. Oh, yes. The honey of his hope. The honey of this blessed word of God. Boy, thank God you can get filled with that and you don't never have to worry about spitting it back up. But that other stuff, when you get too full of that, and vomit it. So he's saying, what's the camouflage, the imitation, the synthetic? Then eat what satisfies you. And it's not that he don't want you to have a little bit of the other sweetener. Nothing wrong with a little R&R, rest and relaxation. Nothing wrong with little things in this life that God lets sweeten up your journey. Nothing wrong with it. As long as you don't get so full of it that it sidetracks your working for Jesus. Is everybody all right? You don't need to hurt your heavenly character. Oh, if you're a pilgrim, you need to have an appearance change, an attitude change, an appetite change. Oh, yes, you don't want to hurt your pilgrim character. Is everybody with me? It's all right to eat a little bit of that. Nothing wrong with a little sweetness. God lets you have a little bit of it. But watch out. Just get what satisfies you. Don't get too full of it, lest you vomit it. So lest you fill up, and your filling goes to vomiting. So beware. Let me put it like this. This life is not for the Christian. A life, now young people, y'all, it helped me if y'all just scooted up on the edge of your seat just for a minute. Just lean forward just a little bit. I need everybody to hear what I'm fixing to say. This life is not a life of self-indulgence. When you're living life like that, you're backslid as a billy goat. Hey, if you are saved. I said, if you are saved. Hey, but I tell you what the Christian life is. It's not a life of self-indulgence. It's a life of self-denial. You say, prove it in the book. No problem. Thank you for asking. Luke 9:23. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, follow me. Hey, you know what's happened? As soon as we get into glory, like we did Sunday morning and Sunday afternoon, if we don't watch it, we'll go to indulging self. Preach on, preacher. And we got to neglect self. It's there when we got to dig in. Don't get relaxed, for God's sake. Are y'all with me tonight? You say, preacher, are you serious? Listen, ain't nothing wrong. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 17. Matter of fact, y'all go ahead and turn over. Proverbs 3. Now, y'all know I quote Proverbs 3, 1 through 7 quite a bit. But if you'll read on through verse 17, her ways, that's the, her is wisdom. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Matter of fact, let's just go ahead. Proverbs, we in Bible study anyway, Proverbs 3, Look right here what it says. My son, forget not my law, verse 1. But let thine heart keep my commandments, self-denial. Not keeping my own commandments, but keeping God's commandments. Yes, sir. For length of days and long life and peace, peace shall they add to thee. Oh, yes. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee, but bind them about thy neck and write them upon the tables of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. How many want some of that right there? Could you lift your hand and say amen? Boy, I do. How can I get some of it? Right here. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. I'm a feeling it coming right now. Hey, man, I feel like the train just pulled in to say, and lean not under thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge. And he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. And it shall be what that kind of lifestyle, the self-denying, hey, and Savior exalting lifestyle. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. You mean it'll get down in my physical being? You mean it'll help me mentally, emotionally, financially, spiritually? Yes, you better believe it. It's done said it. God don't lie. He said, honor the Lord with thy substance. I like that. And with the first fruits of all thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out. Turn this thing up, Austin, with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son. And whom my hides wore out. And I sure do thank you, Lord. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. That's where we need to be, Lord. And the man that getteth understanding for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. That wisdom is, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand is riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Did y'all see that? I'm telling you why the world is running after that skirt that's got pleasantness on us and them things that's got pleasure on it. If you'll just keep running, and finally you'll see a man come your way that's got wounds in his hands and wounds in his feet and got a crown of thorns on his head, and he'll run right to you and he'll reach out his hand, and you'll put one hand in his hand and look over to the left, and there's pleasure and there's pleasantness that you look for and long for and raced after every which way in the world. You found it when you linked up with him. They both became companions. Are y'all with me tonight? Nothing wrong with a little pleasantness. Nothing wrong with a little pleasure, a little sweetness, as long as you're putting him first. Can I get a witness? Are y'all with me? Now, that's the introduction here to Mesh. Two illustrations and then a conclusion. Number one, two stories in the Bible illustrate what I just said. Y'all remember the story of Gideon? This is always, it's always bothered me till today. Y'all remember Gideon down under by the river? God done hauled his hide from being hunkered down over here scared to death, winnowing bar. Come where he's at, dispatched the confidence-building angel and said, thou mighty man of valor. You know he looked around trying to figure out who's he going to do. Then he realized that God was seeing in himself what he didn't even see. Boy, that sort of helped somebody right there. Ain't you glad God seen more in you than the world saw, than you saw yourself? God sees the masterpiece that's in the making. Woo! You ain't much, preacher, I know, but you ain't seen the end of it yet. Just hold on a minute, honey. It's coming. Hey, man. Sooner and probably quicker than we think. Then he gets out yonder and gets a crowd with him. And God says, thin it out. And God, I mean, they ain't got no big crowd as it is, Brother Tony. They ain't running the biggest number in church. They got a small crowd. God said, take them down there by the river. And he said, you watch how they drink, son. I'm going to do the thinning. And can everybody see me? Well, some of that crowd saw that refreshing, pleasure, satisfying, hey, nothing wrong with a little bit of it. Are y'all with me? But this is what they did. Fell on their face. Went to lapping it up. Yeah, on their face and on their belly. Here's the amazing thing. The enemy was on the other side of the stream or the river. Could have been hiding in the bulrushes. And you know what they did? They forgot their soldier duties. Are y'all listening to this preacher tonight? Great God, somebody needs to listen to me tonight. I'm telling you, got down there and laid their neck open. The enemy would have to do nothing but chop her head off. Are y'all with me? But then there's another crowd that was watching while they's a walking. And was a walking while they's a watching. And sit down in there with a sword in one hand. Scooped up the water. Just enough to satisfy. That's what he's saying in this verse. Ain't nothing wrong with it once in a while. But don't you forget, you're a soldier. And your first duty is to be found faithful at God's house. Preach on, preacher. That's right. To be found faithful in service and in servitude. And watch and walk. And then you can, praise God, go to war for it. Y'all with me? And you know what crowd went to battle with? That crowd that's watching and walking. Y'all with me? Number two. Y'all remember the next story. Now, in this story, there's a mighty man named David. Y'all remember David said, whew, whoa, man, wished I had a drink of water from the well at Bethlehem. Whew, ain't no water like that water. Oh, y'all got to get this. Hear me today. It wasn't about thirsty. There's a lot of wells where he was. Just for a moment, he had a whim. He had a thought. Just for a second, he let his guard down. He said, if I had a drink of water, oh, what I'd do for a drink of water. And them two mighty men, we're looking at it from the other, I preach that other point. Thank God they broke through the camp, helped their king out, helped the man of God. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. But you know what? When they get back, that fresh, crystal clear water didn't look like fresh, crystal clear water. You know what it looked like, Brother Tony? Blood. He said, my God. He said, I cannot drink this water. And he poured it out to God. You know what I'm saying, friend? Just to satisfy my pleasure cannot be at the expense of somebody else's happiness and somebody else's life. Somebody ought to say amen. God's put a restraint on this. Nothing wrong with enjoying yourself. Nothing wrong with a little happiness. Nothing wrong with a little pleasure. But you better watch that stuff. You say, preacher, come on now. Yeah. Now the right kind of honey, you can be filled and it won't never vomit. You can be filled. I mean filled. Not just satisfied, I mean filled. The word filled means running over, drinking from us. Hey, David said, my cup runneth over. Oh yeah, I believe he was in the will of God when he said that. Nothing wrong with that. Are y'all with me? But this pleasure, this happiness, this joy, this that God said, hast thou honey? I want to ask you three things in closing. It's going to be a little bit, so don't get too excited. Number one, and this will tell you whether you ought to do it or not. All right, number one, is it lawful? Is what I'm going, hast thou honey? If it is allowable honey, not heavenly, not him, not holy word, are y'all with me? Not help, not hope, but what the sweetness that he's allowed to bring joy and rest and relaxation, a little bit of camping fun, a little bit of four-wheeling fun, a little bit of hobby fun. Are y'all with me today? I mean, a little bit of take your wife to Carowinds fun. A little bit of Dollywood fun. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. He said if you have, but you need to ask yourself, is it really honey? Is it what the kind of honey that I will have? Number one, is it lawful? It, can I do this and not sin? You know what I'm thinking about when Brother Hurley said that? Brother Randy, am I right saying that Brother Hurley said, now this bottle right here's got water in it. That bottle got water in it. I did have one that's empty. This bottle right here's got water in it, but tend. That's what Jacob used to say. Not pretend. Tend it didn't have none. Tend it didn't have none. I got the cork on it. Brother Tony, it's helping me. I got the cork on it, Brother Randy. And throw it in the Atlantic Ocean. I mean, that thing sunk down the bottom. There's pressure pushing in on it. There's water. I mean, multitudes of billions of gallons of water. But there ain't a drop in it because it's got the cork in it. That's the way a lot of, boy, that helped me, Brother Word. That's a lot of what Christians, pull the cork out. Uncork your spiritual life. But then I thought about this when I turned the message off. Brother, some of them got a cork in it. Yes, sir. I believe they do. But I tell you what's wrong with some of them. Them bottles, them old Pepsi bottles, Brother Tom, out yonder in them junkyards, out there on the logging yard. You get them out yonder in the mud. What'll happen is, whether you cork it or not, hanging around slime and mud, it'll get some packed full of dirt. You can't put no water in it. It, great God, somebody needs to empty you out. Say amen right there. Is it lawful? Is it gonna hinder you getting a drink next Sunday morning? Is it gonna cork your bottle? Is it going to prevent you from getting blessed while everybody else is on the inside? Are you going to be on the outside? Is everybody with me? Is it lawful? Hast thou honey? Need to question yourself. Is it? Number two, is it becoming of me? May I do it and not hurt my testimony? It ain't got to be sin. But can I do it? I stopped by. Where Dwayne at? He done left. Was it Wednesday when we stopped over at the store? It was over, wasn't it? He wasn't no parking place. I pulled up right in front of the ABC store. I said, dear God. Keisha got out her phone. I thought she was fixing to take a picture of me. The preacher headed to the ABC store. I went like this, dear God, don't do it, sis. I said, you won't mean to. You'll accidentally click it. It'll be on the internet. There's the preacher. She wasn't doing it. She's going to show Michelle some pictures. But I went to ducking thinking, but you know what? There's some things and some places we could go. We could go. It ain't going to be sin, y'all. But I wonder if it's going to hurt your testimony. Is that really honey? Is it going to help you? Or is it going to harm somebody? Somebody help me today. David said, I would drink this good water, but I've called somebody else to hazard their life to satisfy my pleasure. It ain't right, friend. It ain't right. It don't even matter if it's right to drink beer or not. It ain't. Ain't right to look at it. Proverbs 23. Ain't right to sell it. Ain't right to share it. Habakkuk 2:15. Is everybody, we got sipping social saints. Sipping social so-called saints. Yeah, and listen, saved people can get drunk. Y'all don't believe that, do you? I'm going to tell you right now, friend. A saved person, look in that Bible. It's a grace of God. Every one of us ain't done every sin them Christians did in that book. It's a grace of God, y'all. I'm dead serious. And young people, in case y'all thinking about that verse over there where it says Jesus turned the water into wine, and every wino knows that. It's amazing. They don't know no Bible, but they know two chapters. Judge not, lest you be judged. Man, that's what the Bible says. And then they'll say, Jesus turned the water into wine. And you know what I tell them? I said, well, you get some of that that Jesus turned in, won't hurt you a bit.
That's right.
Get all you want. Because he ain't going to contradict his word. I think I was going to dance a while. Hey, man, I ain't got to worry about it. I ain't got to wonder about it. People chew their fingernails to the bone. They worry themselves to death whether it's all right. And the reason they do that is because they want to do it. And they're just trying to find an okay excuse why they can do it. It ain't right. Is everybody all right? I don't care if you make it in your cabinet, in your basement. And I'm praying for him. I saw him the other day. I saw him. I ain't going to name his name. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I saw him. I saw him down at Landrum. Then I saw him at Strawberry Hill. I put it on him. I don't care how many history channels he's on. Hallelujah. That money ain't going to do nothing but send him straight to hell. He's about ready to get broke, brother. And they started making all that money, getting them big fancy trucks and getting all them women. Is everybody all right? Preach on, preacher. You telling it now. Hey, man. It ain't right to sip it, share it. No, sir. Hey, man. There's a place over there near the house. I can go over there and try every kind they got. Wouldn't cost me a penny. That's amazing. You can about fodder some of them cars. I believe they go to every wine tasting between here and Timbuktu. Yeah. You got to watch some of them people. They might have some money, but they cheap, boy. I'm telling you. I mean, they want some free wine. Is everybody okay? Well, preacher, my God, they stocked my refrigerator, and they sent me on this trip, and ain't nobody going to know. And me and the wife can enjoy. Somebody's bell just got run right there. I'm telling you what, somebody's bell just went ding. Hallelujah. You know I'm right.
Yeah.
Well, preacher, little peach snobs never hurt nobody. Little wine cooler never hurt nobody. Preacher, I don't even like NyQuil with alcohol in it. Convicts me. I'm serious. You say you're off the deep end. Well, call me what you want. I know what that mess did to me.
Yeah.
I know what kind of mess. I've seen my friends die in that. Yeah, they can handle it. Yeah, they thought they could too. Big old strong boys, and they dead in hell. Flipping quarters. Are y'all with me tonight? It ain't right. You know, but if I didn't know none of that, you know why it ain't right? Because some people take one drink and it ruins them the rest of their life. If it hazards one person's life, I'm not to do it.
Amen.
David said, I can't partake. They put their life in half. Just the sale of this junk, it's jeopardizing homes. Kids is going to be beat. Why are y'all following me? Number one, is it a sin? Number two, is it going to hurt my testimony? And then number three, is it going to hurt a weak brother? Somebody said, preacher, Bible don't name every sin. Well, when it don't name it, you go over to Romans, and it says what you can do in faith, help yourself, unless it offends a weak brother. And even though it ain't sin, And even though it wouldn't hurt your testimony, it ain't gonna hurt your testimony. Are y'all with me? It ain't gonna hurt God. It ain't gonna hurt your testimony, but it's gonna hurt that weak brother. So don't do it around him. But here's one way you can check it. Hast thou faith? Well, preacher, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I done talked to 3 preachers, and they say it's all right. Who's your pastor? Preach on, preacher. Yep, but I done checked the internet. I'm a surfing. I mean, I'm checking every www. I'm surfing the internet. I'm checking them out. I'm wiping. I can't stay open on Sunday morning because I'm worn out from staying up all night. And you can't hear your preacher because you done flooded your ears with Beth Moore and the rest of that wicked devil. Is everybody all right? Amen. Well, I like preaching. That's good. If it lines up with your pastor, if not, God will put you somewhere else. He put you here for a reason. Is everybody with me? Hey, God, man, help me, Lord. If y'all wonder if I'm against it, yes. Put it down. But what about, I'm against it. You know why? Here's the test. I told Jeremy this. Me and Tony had a discussion one night. I said, Brother Tony, you ever run into anybody that asked you if it was all right to do that? And he had, everybody has. Is there anything wrong with them? All you got to do is say, is anything wrong going to church? No, absolutely not. Ain't no question about it. Okay. Is anything wrong with reading your Bible? Absolutely not. Anything wrong with loving your husband, loving your wife? No, the Bible says that. Well, then if you're questioning it, there's something wrong with it. Somebody help me.
Right.
Amen, preacher.
You're right.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
Amen,
preacher.
Amen. Amen. Ain't that right, Jared?
Amen.
Amen. Ain't that right, Colin? Amen. He said amen. Here's what I mean, Charlie. It's a short message tonight. Powerful truth. Is it honey? Hast thou honey? I tell you what, do. Walk and watch. Walk and watch. And scoop up a little bit. Nothing wrong with it. God let you have it a little bit. He'll let you satisfy yourself. Take your wife over at Dollywood. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. But wait a minute. What are y'all going in there to hear Kenny Chesney for? Now you're hurting your testimony. Is everybody okay?
Yes, sir.
Come on, go over to Southern Gospel Group. Some of them, don't worry, you get your country on in some of that crowd. Oh, why y'all don't want to do that? Don't lie. Lord, have mercy. You get your foot tapping in that Southern band. Hey, listen, if it ain't Southern gospel, it ain't gospel. No, I'm just kidding. I like gospel music. I like bluegrass gospel, Southern gospel, acapella gospel. I like it, but I don't like rap. And I don't, are y'all with me? I don't like it. Don't like rock and roll, no sir. Don't like it. I like that stuff. I can understand what they saying. I watched McCamey the other night. I showed Jared, didn't I? Jared ain't never seen Miss McCamey. I went over to YouTube, God on the Mountain. Wow, he's God on the Mountain. He's God in the fire. I like that singing. Woo! She goes to a Baptist church, by the way. Y'all with me? Ain't nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with it. As long as you don't lay your neck open for the enemy to kill you. The enemy was right on the other side. They could have died. All they cared about was pleasure. Satisfying the pleasure. What drives your heart? It ought to be pleasing him. Camouflage. Don't go excessive. I might lose it. Here's what I mean. Have y'all ever been eaten? Amen, preacher. Good Mexican food. Whew. No, I ain't gonna go there. Let's back up a minute. Y'all ever been to the China buffet? No. Some of y'all ain't with me there. Y'all ever been to the steakhouse? All you can eat. And that steak was so good, you said, whoa! I ain't worried about the salad. You can have all of my potatoes, baby. I'm going for the goodie. I'm going to put it where y'all men have. Please don't tell me I'm not one in here. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You go in there for the goodie, boy. I mean, I need two of them. And you just stand there with you. Line behind me, I need two of them right here. Because you know it's going to be 45 minutes. And I want two of them right here. I'm taking my wife some. Cut her off an inch and give it to her so I don't lie. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And you get back, and I mean, it's good, y'all. Y'all know, don't even need A1 sauce. I mean, it's good, and you taking it in, and you take, but if you don't watch it, the very thing that you love and that satisfies, if you keep packing it in, you'll begin to abhor it. You'll begin to hate it. You'll begin to detest it. You'll won't. Y'all know what I'm saying? And he said, you better watch that pleasure seeking. You think it's all there is to life. You keep running over there. I told you it's all right to do this. I told you, as long as it don't hazard somebody else's life. As long as you remember your soldier and don't hurt your saintly character. As long as you put me first as your savior, it's all right to, take a little handful once in a while. It's all right. It's okay. But if you're going to the excess, you'll begin to no longer be satisfied. And you'll want more and more and worse until you cheat on God and you cheat on your spouse and you cheat on your church. Somebody hear me tonight. Lord said, that's enough. Let's all stand. Jacob, you come. Father, we praying, Lord. I just try my best to mind you. Boy, I needed to hear it. Thank you for giving it to me, Jesus. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Help me. Take a little handful at a time.